We are live, and you're...
We are live.
We are.
He doesn't want...
Hey, watch that.
Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live, right here from the Product Demonstration Center at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom. The ladies' man is right here, and we all know the master, Bubba. Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
Okay, Diesel's really upset at the fact that you just bowling balled him into the wall.
That was actually my arm, ladies and gentlemen.
No chance that was your arm. That was this little bastard.
Does anybody know how heavy this little man is?
Yeah, man, 63 pounds, actually.
Right on.
63 on the dot. They tell me he's 5 pounds overweight, no chance. He's just solid. Look at these arms. That's all muscle, right?
Those aren't arms, ladies and gentlemen. Those are gator-crushing paws.
Jesus, put him down.
Do you bring him to the gym?
Yes, he goes to the gym.
Yeah, and he works out.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he literally like does absolutely bench pressing.
Yeah, he does. Absolutely does. Morning, Bub. It's Friday morning, the 13th. Yep. Black Cats have been all over our paths. How about that, man?
True story. Friday the 13th. I didn't even think about that, but it is Friday the 13th. We have a lot going on already. I'm not even going to start. You just keep going, because you're just going to cut me off. Go.
Go, finish it up.
No, you
finish
your intro.
I will not step on you. Go ahead.
Nope.
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. We are currently, Bub, uploading all of the big sponsors' information in terms of product that we're going to be selling and price lists on our website for everybody to purchase. It's going to be a game changer, Bub. Big deal. All of the SEMA components that you see here and have worked through the build are all going to be available, plus their full product line on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports website. Miss Outlaw Boutique, that is MS Outlaw Boutique, down in Abacoa, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108, the Outlaw is loose with the latest in Outlaw Boutique fashion and apparel. Robin and Layla are killing it down there, Bub.
And they will be open tonight till 8 for food trucks.
Oh, is food trucks going to take place tonight?
It is tonight, yes.
Right on, man.
Second Friday of every month, Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th, all the food will be burned. 561-660-6695. The Outlaw is loose. Please go by the boutique tonight, 6 to 8 p.m. during food trucks, extended hours, great sales. You'll experience it all, and I know they're also out shopping for new stuff as well. Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event right here in South Florida at the Palm Beaches. This month, I'm not sure what date this month is. November
18th. I know it's coming up. It's a Halloween event, so it's all going to be decorated, setups, costumes, cards.
What a shame we're going to miss that, but we'll be at SEMA.
Yeah, so it's we're going to miss that, but it's the last weekend of this month, so I think they're doing it like the 28th, 29th. So we'll find out about that one, but we aren't going to be at that one. We are actually flying out to Las Vegas for SEMA. Greg will have already left ahead of us in our touring trailer and rig. They are going out, I think, on the 27th, so they're going out, driving out on the 27th. The SEMA build will be inside the enclosed trailer, and man, I can't wait to unveil this thing to the world, dude. It is going to look insane. Wait, are you going to keep going? You said we'll have go more intro. Go.
We just had the local city, the town of Jupiter, stop by and pay a visit.
Yep.
They love checking it out. Five of the town employees came by and looked at the SEMA car.
One of them,
they're actually city inspectors,
yep,
love everything that's going on back there. They actually saw the SEMA car sitting back there amongst the other cars that we're building. And the one's brother is going to stop by and see us in booth 24125.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Precision.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
He wrote it down and everything. His brother's going
to
come see us.
Yeah, we were talking to a bunch of friends last night, actually, and we're going to have a bunch of our friends and fans out there in Vegas. You know, everybody from South Florida's heading out. My Auto Addiction's heading out. DVA Motorsports is heading out.
The Fuses will be out there.
So we will be out there just having a blast, man. You know, that's really fun when you can get out there with all of the big names in the industry, have a lot of fun, party, have a great time, and everybody just show off their crazy high-quality designs and work.
Don't say party in case mom's watching this. Ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, go back to the hotel room and watch TV.
Right, exactly. In your boxers.
That's what I meant to say.
After a nice warm shower.
That's what I meant to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say a big shout-out to Paul Sr. and his crew up there, Joni up there at Orange County Choppers headquarters. Those guys are on to something big with the new Discovery Show. We cannot talk about it, but ladies and gentlemen, we'll be bringing more to you about it. I have a call with them tomorrow at 3 o'clock, somewhere tomorrow afternoon. I'm going to find out more about it. I'll bring you the details on that. But this episode is sponsored by Sam Piazza and crew over there at Extreme Dimension and Carbon Dynamics.
Yeah, this is this right here. So what you guys are seeing, again, is this is all some of the latest and greatest that comes out for the S550 Mustang market. We continue to say that is everything from 2015 onward. Our build that we are doing for the SEMA unveil this year is a 2017. It's brand new. He is holding right now the Carbon Creations pieces. He slammed into that wall earlier. He just smashed the two pieces of carbon together. This guy is a freaking walking tornado if you guys have not seen it yet. And he is on a minor Cat 1 right now. So
props.
Batman. Point exactly right here, dude. So listen, these pieces that Sam hooked us up with, this is over at Extreme Dimensions. These are a Carbon Creations product. They offer all of that stuff in-house, whether it be Duraflex, Carbon Creations, Extreme Dimensions products, all through one roof, and all of that still will be available through our website starting this October 31st, the first day of SEMA. We are going to go live with all of the product that is on this build, as well as many other things out there for Camaros, Corvettes, wide body pieces, suspension through Steeda, roll cages through Watson, powder coating through Palm Beach Plating. So all of these components will be offered available and custom to whatever your liking is for any of your rides.
But these particular pieces right here, besides my super carbon fiber bat ears that I wear when I fight crime around Gotham City, these pieces fit on the hood?
No. So what you're looking at is a three-piece rear spoiler assembly. Aha. So this is the rear spoiler that goes on the trunk of the S550 Mustangs. This is the back side of it. This faces the rear bumper of the car. Mounting to the trunk lid itself, you have a... What? Give me that. Jesus. This goes over here.
Hi.
And yours goes on that side. Okay, so this is now the three-piece unit. This is a full Carbon Creation setup. Full carbon fiber. This is not molded with, you know, a plastic and then wrapped in a hydrographic setup. This is true Carbon Creation, so it is all true carbon fiber. This is a 2x2 weave in it, as well as the carbon fiber side skirts. These pieces back here are insane. So as everybody knows, we... Again? So these pieces right here, these are the side skirts you are looking at. This is the passenger side facing outward. So now what you guys are seeing, these are custom molded and created for a complement of the Duraflex wide body that is on this car, right? So we went with the Duraflex wide body. This thing is literally running on a set of 12 and 15 inch wide wheels. It is insane. The three-piece wheels that are coming in for this thing, the stance of this car, it's low, it's wide, it's fat. These are going to be in addition to the carbon fiber side skirts that are already on the car. This actually adds more to it and matches with both the flow right here of the Extreme Dimensions, or the Duraflex Extreme Dimensions wide body, at the rear quarter panel and at the front fender where it goes up around towards the front bumper. So this thing literally adds the width of what we've added to that car. So this is how wide, another 6 inches wide. Can you turn this without smashing the wall, taking out the lights and the microphone?
Oh, look, a front sight, bub.
So this is the true width of how much wider that Mustang is from factory S550. So you guys can see this thing is super fat.
So these run along the width of the rocker panel themselves, bub.
Yes.
So theoretically, this is a diffuser,
yes,
that runs down the side,
yes,
which helps capture and garner air, allowing a downforce,
yep,
on the car at higher rates of,
yep,
speed, which will come in helpful if we're out at the track with the car.
Yeah, man, it's you know, this is going to be just that icing on the cake right here. These final pieces were the last of the carbon. I mean, this thing probably has close to... This car is sitting close at about $15,000 worth of carbon fiber on it, all Carbon Creation. So it looks insane, man. Everything from the interior to the exterior to the hood, the side skirts, the three-piece wing, the wide body system here for these side skirts. There are so many pieces. This is considered their grid kit. So this is a very wide setup. And this grid kit is available in up to 17 pieces. These are two of them. We have 8 on the car. So we're at 10 total. Imagine the other 7. So you can literally make these things look
but
so
But wouldn't that
fat.
Kind of be going over the top, though? 17 pieces might be a little bit...
It
especially
depends.
The accents you put in and around the car with the interior and everything.
Well, it all depends on your build style. You know, it's my build style, everybody knows, is very clean, but very aggressive at the same time, right? So it's going to go out and draw a lot of attention, look very clean, but you can also still take it and make it fully functional, but then valet it, say, at a 5-star restaurant if you wanted to, right? So it's kind of a cleaner slash aggressive build, not so much of a... take everything you can and put it on and make it look really custom. And that's what, like, the Grid 17 piece kit is very custom. When you walk up to that car, you're like, holy crap, dude, this is going on, and it looks insane, but it's just another level. It's a totally different build style.
What about, Bub, I saw the other day, Nick Hogan had his Supra. Was it his Supra?
Yeah,
that was up
his green. That's his first car.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about that. We saw that. He sent us some video of that. Nick Hogan, who is Hulk Hogan's son, mm-hmm, who is a friend of yours, was running his Supra as well. And it kind of reminds me what you're doing here. It's a very custom application.
Yeah, it's, you know, especially, man, that West Coast style, dude. It's the West Coast style where Nick is. It's very importy slash tunery. There's a lot of carbon out there. You know, it's all about getting wide, getting fat, getting low.
And why is that? Tell the viewers
the style.
Why it is.
It's the style. So everybody, you know, all these different car cultures and environments and arenas, have their own thing, right? So when you're building a SEMA car, it's not going to look like building a high-end Ferrari. It's totally different. You know, there's just different classes and styles everywhere. It's not the same as building a bagged truck that's, you know, body dropped and sitting all the way down on the ground. They're all different build styles, and that's what makes this industry so fun, is there are so many different styles and how you incorporate a little bit of each one into every build you do. Out there on the West Coast, man, you have a lot of, you know, you have a lot of things that are, like, for example, like the cars are a lot of carbon fiber, a lot of one-off custom carbon fiber pieces. You get a lot of carbon fiber gills at, like, the front fender, at the rear, you know, just to add some looks to the car. Always rocking, like, a huge APR carbon fiber rear wing on the trunk, something that looks very racy, very wide in terms of the rim, and then also a stretched tire fitment. That's a very West Coast deal. Cars sitting really low, sitting super tight. You get a lot of cars with tire lettering out there, you know, white letters on the tires, Toyo tires, Nitto tires, whatever it may be. You have that kind of look. But then also on the interior, you have a lot of guys that remove, for example, these guys like to rock out there, sometimes two-door, but a lot of four-door cars.
And so they take a lot of the interior components out.
Yeah, they take the interior components out. You take out the rear seat. You do a nasty roll cage in these things, and you color match it to the car. Some guys, even out in the West Coast, do like a crazy color combo where it's, say, the outside of the car is a matte white. All of the interior, like the roll cage, the engine bay, the firewall, the inner fender liners, all of that will be like a pearlescent purple, right? So it's some crazy color, and it just adds that pop to it, where it's like a flash factor out there. That's kind of what it is. The West Coast is really known for flashy, poppy, check this out, check this out, check this out. I don't have a shift boot in the car, so you can see the titanium billet and linkages and everything. It looks really cool. So guys out there like to show. All the cars are fully functional, but they like to show.
The other thing, too, is, Bub, their roads are much different than ours with the Pacific Coast Highway, the 101 out there. You know, there's a lot of canyon winding and stuff like that. Very different than the South Florida area, where our streets are glass smooth.
Yeah.
And very, very, they're very motorcycle friendly. There's no damage to it. Governor Rick Scott has done a wonderful job keeping the Florida Department of Transportation, the Highway Department, on top of these roads here, so we can lower our cars here. We don't have big divots and dips, and it just, you can get that wide body, low feel here. And the cornering capabilities as well built into the car, like through Steeda, if you're out in. On the West Coast as well.
Yeah, man, it's so, you know, the car's coming together really well. These were the final pieces to the body of that car. As you've seen, we haven't done any sneak peek shots of this car for the past 5-7 days because it is on its final stretch. So it is getting to a point where it's full in completion. These were the final components, aside from, I would say we're down to a couple more pieces, but these were the final exterior pieces to this car. Now, I'm still in that design mode. So, like, for example, this three-piece rear spoiler assembly, as beautiful as this carbon fiber is, this thing looks like it is dripping wet. The clear coat that was done on this and is finished with polish.
Is that a clear coat?
Yeah, so this is already coated. So this is a wet carbon. This looks really good. So there is a center section, and I'll throw it out there because I just throw my designs out. Don't care. Nobody's going to beat me to it at this point, right? So there is a center section. Now, this is very close to the Z06s, right? When you see a factory Z06 Corvette, a C7, very similar to the three-piece style wing that they factory have. So this one here would be like a matte metallic black that they did, or also a carbon fiber. The center one here would actually be, it has the same recess, but the center one would actually be a piece of like tinted Lexan, like a dark charcoal Lexan that they had centered here, and this was all the way GM did them. Well, this is for a Ford car. I may do something, either leave this center section carbon so it matches the hood. You know, I've got that multi-tone in the hood. I may leave this center section carbon, may do these in the factory G1 shadow black. And then I may even do like the whole top edge of this in a gloss red. So there's still a lot of design ideas out there that may pop, may change, but I am down to 5 days. So there's a lot of pieces that I have to really not only take, put it on the car, mock it up, get my fitments right, but then also step back and really evaluate the way the car is coming together and be like, okay, maybe we'll throw a little change here, a little change there. So it doesn't look like they're just out of the box and stuck on.
The other thing too, Bub, is people haven't seen it. They'll see it in the release. They'll see it in the magazines. I'll point it out to you now. They'll see it at the public release of the Cars and Coffee event on the 18th. I've asked Paul Sr. to join us for that event. The other thing too, Bub, is when you look at the car from an eye level, now the car sits very low, but if you get down this way and look at it across, you have taken the carbon fiber hood, painted to match the rest of the car, exposing just the raised surface area on the GT50 hood. So that's all you see, the carbon fiber, and I thought it was a brilliant thing in the design that you put together. The mirror, the carbon fiber mirrors pick up at the same level and run a straight line all the way across. and you didn't have anything to look at or develop that. You had to figure that out through pictures and designing. I thought that was brilliantly designed, the linear look that you put there.
Well, and that's, you know, that's just, you know, studying the industry. You know, a lot of those design styles and you know, I get them from watching the largest builders out there, not necessarily in the aftermarket world, but in the exotic high-end. So I'm talking cars that are over 700,000. You know,
yes,
so I'm
that's
talking
very
like
much built into this car.
Very high-end exotic, very European, very Italian, very, very rich and classy, right? So everything from like the 270 double-stitch thread we did in the interior of this
like
car.
Like the new Lamborghinis.
Yes, so very similar. You color match that stuff. It pops super hard. You've got the leather. You've got the suede. Again, very high-end exotic Italian. Looks very rich, just like you're putting on a $10,000 outfit, right? You look at this car and you're like, okay, yeah, it's well thought out, it's well designed. So now what I'm thinking about doing is, you know, just looking at that car and the way, like I did the hood, for example, like you mentioned. So that is a GT350R carbon fiber hood, full carbon. But again, I don't want to, now, out in the West Coast, they would have stuck the carbon hood on the car and rolled with it, right? Because people love that show off the whole carbon look. So they would have stuck the hood on, rolled with it, put stickers all over the thing, and it would have been a wrap. Well, right now, what I did was set the hood on the car, stepped back from it, and I was like, listen, I can't just leave the whole hood carbon from fender to bumper, because it just looks like we took a hood out of the box and stuck it on.
And so many of the rides you see coming out of other shops, especially on the West Coast, that's what it looks like. It's just not matched properly. It doesn't look finished.
It just looks like parts were stuck, you know, versus parts being themed and custom molded to that body. So, you know, we took the hood, we did a, you know, a nice two-tone design to it. We did the G1 shadow black on the main perimeter of the hood. So where it meets the fender and the front bumper, all of that is done in the factory blacks. And it's got, you know, a little blue metallic flake in it. So it looks exactly like it should, but then you have that raised Shelby hood or Shelby center section in it, and you see that hump pop out because it is true carbon fiber and it is wet looking, dude.
That's really nice.
So it's, you know, it plays off all the carbon there, the mirrors, the side skirts, the rear diffuser, the front diffuser. You know, the three-piece wing on the back, the grid, side, wide body kit. So it all is going to play really well. Looks super clean, man.
It's beautiful design, Bub. Very, very well done. I've been talking to the guys over at Dio Dynamics. They'll be joining us on tomorrow on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, doing a Bubba style from 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be talking with the guys over there. Nick's going to join us from Dio Dynamics in the morning. And then in the afternoon, we have another sponsor as well, Bub.
Yep.
All right, not in the afternoon, at the bottom of the hour. You say morning and afternoon on the show.
Yep.
But it's the beginning and the end of the show, 9 to 10 a.m. It's going to be a great show tomorrow.
Yeah, man. So you guys, please stay tuned for not only our Instagram.com/ Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, our website directly for all of these new videos we're putting up, the YouTube links.
We've
got
Facebook. A new one, I think, getting ready to go up
now.
So a long time coming. I know we're behind on that, but we're doing some transitions and trying to kind of feel out a new feel for it.
Yep.
But you'll see some fun stuff starting to go up now.
Yep, so stay tuned for that. All into next week is going to be a power week with the SEMA build and all of the rides coming out of the facility. The Monkey in Paradise Challenger, as you saw this morning.
Stunning,
We are on our last leg of that car. Huge transformation over the past 6 months. Same thing with the SEMA build. I mean, just night and day transformations on these rides. And I'm telling you, dude, even being the designer and builder of all of these things, top quality.
Stunning, for sure.
The
Monkey
in
Paradise car is absolutely gorgeous.
Yep, looks good.
I love the way you did, and we'll talk about it as we do the final feature on that. We'll film it outside. But you even took the core support and made sure that the core support was lightly feathered just like it came out of the factory.
Yeah, in terms of the dusting paint. Yep.
Yes, exactly.
Yep, that's it. So real good.
Amazing stuff, man.
Yep.
That's why you're one of the top three in the business today.
I love it.
Please join us tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast. It is also broadcast live in 4K here on our Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page. We are the only motorsports show that does that for you, not only just from an audio perspective, from a video perspective. So you can't join us on Facebook and you're sitting in the lounge of the airport. You can go to blogtalkradio.com and look us up under Doing It Bubba Style in the automotive section. We pop right up right there.
Yep.
Anyways, Bub.
That's it.
So it's Friday, Bub. Friday the 13th. We're going to do our best to get through this day. Somehow, some way, we'll be blessed to make it.
Yep.
Till tomorrow, Bub.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Look for the full line of our sponsor / partners products to be available within the next week on our website. You'll be able to do the SEMA build, and you'll be able to buy all of their individual components as well through us, and we will install them for you. Miss Outlaw Boutique, msoutlawboutique.com, and on Instagram and on Facebook. The Outlaw is loose in Abacoa, Florida at 561-660-6695. Check out her online apparel or visit her at Food Trucks Tonight, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 100, Suite 108 in Abacoa here, Jupiter, Florida, if you live in this area and you're a fan. Come out and meet her in person. Bub will be there. I'll be there. I think Robin will be there, too. It's going to be a fun time. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world, Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. November, I'll bring you the October date. November, we'll be here to do the public unveiling of the car. We thank all of our guys that have been sponsors of the SEMA build, to include Extreme Dimensions and Carbon Dynamics. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner, if we could, please. Don't worry about what other people do to you to try to get into your game or try to take you down or get in your head and try to pull you apart mentally. Stay focused. Stay positive. Good things come to good people. Trust me. Good karma gets good karma. Bad karma gets bad karma. So let's reach out and touch somebody's life in a very positive way. Hold the door for somebody who's got their hands full. If somebody has holes in their shoes, please get them a pair of shoes. Payless is cheap. And if they're hungry, ladies and gentlemen, McDonald's, 7-Eleven, it's pretty easy. Until tomorrow on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, doing it Bubba style, seen right here on Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page or heard on Blog Talk Radio. Let's keep on doing it Bubba style.